1. Manuel Alonso Corral, today Pope St. Peter II the Great, on the Holy Penitential Rosary 2. Apparitions and Messages of Clemente Dominguez 3. Mysteries of the Holy Rosary. Manuel Alonso Corral, today Pope St. Peter II the Great, on the Holy Penitential Rosary. The recital of the Holy Penitential Rosary of the Our Fathers has been requested in El Palma de Troya through all the seers, and accordingly is no human invention, but a petition from heaven in the sacred place of El Palma. Given the penitential, preparatory and expiatory character of this rosary, Satan has tried by every subterfuge within his reach to do away with it, though fortunately, thanks be to God, his intents have remained fruitless, since this Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers is prayed daily in El Palma de Troya by the greater part of the devotees who resort to this sacred place. Likewise, through El Palma, it has spread over the whole of Spain, and great part of Europe and America, where a multitude of faithful daily pass the beads of this rosary, also called that of Padre Pio. Let us see the origins of this Holy Rosary, as also the proofs upon which my arguments in its defense are based. In October 1968, the Most Holy Virgin Mary said to one of the seeresses of El Palma, "Pray many Our Fathers, because I need them." It was on the 1st of March 1969, however, when that seeress received the first instructions on the Rosary of the Our Fathers. The seeress was with a group of people chiefly from Seville, Utrera, and El Palma, praying just outside the apparition's property in El Palma de Troya. The Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to her and requested through the seeress, "Pray many rosaries of Our Fathers, so that those who do not believe in me and in my apparitions, may believe." The vision over, those present began to deliberate on how the rosary requested by the Most Holy Virgin should be prayed. Then Padre Pio of Pietrelcina appeared to the seeress fingering his rosary and led it. The seeress replied, and the faithful joined her. On each bead he recited, "Our Father. Hail Mary. Glory. Hail Mary Most Pure." However, José Clemente Domínguez y Gómez is the great apostle of the Holy Penitential Rosary or that of the Our Fathers. Many are the messages which this seer has received on the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers. We will only mention some so as not to extend this report unduly. When Clemente arrived at El Palma de Troya, this Rosary of the Our Fathers had already been asked for by heaven, as we mentioned, but it was not recited in El Palma, with very few exceptions. On the 10th of December 1969, Saint Dominic de Guzman appeared to Clemente and told him, "You have to pray the Holy Rosary just as the Virgin herself dictated in this sacred place, and I know that it will cost you many sacrifices, but in this way the holy anger of the Most High will be appeased. Pray it whenever you come." 2 days later, on the 12th of December, Saint Dominic de Guzman appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message: "Let the recital of the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers be spread and made known as the Virgin has dictated in this sacred place. This is the Holy Penitential Rosary, consisting of 5 mysteries. In each mystery 10 complete Our Fathers are recited, namely 1 Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory, and Hail Mary Most Pure on each bead." And on the 14th of the same month, Saint Dominic again recalls the urgent need to pray the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers. Clemente Dominguez began the hard task of putting the message of the Most Holy Virgin on the Rosary of the Our Fathers into practice in El Palma. Satan undertook war without quarter against the seer, ruthlessly, using every means and every person within his reach, including other seers. Moments of utter anguish, suffering and incomprehension assailed Clemente and a small group of people helping him. Satan made use of calumnies, envy, disparagement. Clemente Dominguez was practically alone at this hard task, unable to count on the help of other seers, who had even received messages on this Rosary of the Our Fathers too, but who were the object of the confusion created by people around them and lacked constancy in imposing and defending the truth. Moments of deep bitterness for the young seer. But the efficacy of this penitential rosary gradually became evident. The group of faithful reciting it became larger, and facing headwinds and great storms, the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers was at last recited daily in the sacred place of El Palma de Troya. On the 3rd of February 1970, our Lord Jesus Christ gave Clemente Dominguez the following message, from which we extract here just part: "My children, why so many enemies of reciting the Rosary of the Our Fathers when it is my will that it be recited? Many argue that the other is traditional. They should bear in mind that the traditional rosary was perfect for past times, but now, in these difficult times, full of obscurity and darkness and confusion, together with man's villainy today, and taking into account that the Heavenly Father is greatly angered at mankind, atonement must be made to him. What better way than by 50 times a day begging his forgiveness using the prayer which I recited for you?" On the 11th of February 1970, the Most Holy Virgin Mary told Clemente, "My children, I am very pleased with you all, and more so at these moments when you are praying the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers, which is the one which pleases me most and fills me with joy and saves many souls." On the 16th of March 1970, Clemente had the following vision: the Eternal Father appeared in heaven and began to descend to earth. The seer said to him, Father, why do you come down here? The Eternal Father replied, Because you are calling me. And truly we were praying the rosary of the Our Fathers. Despite the furious attacks of Satan continuing against the penitential rosary, this rosary began to impose itself day by day, and the group praying it in the Lentisco continually increased, with great fervor, in spite of its long duration. By no means did Clemente permit any attempt to prevent the recital of the Rosary of the Our Fathers in the Lentisco, though his enemies frequently tried to do so, including seers who had also received confirmation of this rosary but, induced by others, created confusion and misgivings. And the penitential rosary began to spread in El Palma and over Spain, since the pilgrims who visited the sacred place prayed it at home and in the prayer groups. On the 19th of April 1970, Clemente Dominguez received the following message from the Most Holy Virgin Mary, My son, I come as Jesus' mother and yours. Listen to the promises of the graces I will grant to all those who, with true devotion, pray the Holy Rosary of the 50 Our Fathers, 50 Ave Marias, 50 Glories and 50 Hail Mary Most Pure. Following this, the Most Holy Virgin lists the promises, a total of 16, which all know, given their wide publication. This penitential rosary of the Our Fathers is also called that of Padre Pio, as he prayed it in life and taught it to be prayed thus in El Palma. On the 5th of July 1970, before the tomb of Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo, Clemente received the following message given by Padre Pio himself, My son, the rosary of the Our Fathers is not a caprice of mine. It is a necessity, to change the perversity of mankind. I bless you. On the 10th of May 1971, the Most Holy Virgin Mary said to Clemente, The rosary which pleases me most is the penitential, because you are calling out to the Father, who is the one most angered, because you are glorifying the Most Holy Trinity, and because 50 greetings to your mother follow, and yet further, 50 times you hail my purest conception. And she adds, Within the penitential rosary is the rosary which you call the Virgins. It is the same rosary, adding the Our Fathers, the glories and the greeting to your mother. Clearly, the penitential rosary, as its name indicates, is a great penance. But we should not forget that the principal and widespread message in all the apparitions of these times is a call to prayer and penance, and that in these times the penance has to be greater, for you have to be very blind or very easygoing not to be aware of that. Consequently, in El Palma de Troya, much prayer and penance is done every day. The pilgrims who frequently visit El Palma de Troya, as likewise many devotees spread through Europe and America, and those whom the penitential spirit of El Palma has reached by way of the messages, form prayer groups. The Lord and the Most Holy Virgin address these prayer groups, also called cenacles, giving their instructions. Among the many messages addressed to the cenacles, we can recall that of the Most Holy Virgin Mary to Clemente on the 19th of October 1973, Again I ask you to pray the penitential rosary of the Our Fathers in the cenacles. So as not to repeat the messages, and this report be not overlong, I request that you go over the messages of El Palma on this matter. Satan has also undertaken a hard struggle to prevent the penitential rosary from being recited in the prayer groups. How much self-love in some persons, and how human respect fills them with confusion. How much it costs some people to submit their wills to God's after having received so many proofs of God's will, together with many graces and blessings. But the seal of God's work is in obstacles and sufferings, and when Satan is so persistent in trying to prevent or destroy a work, it is because that work hurts the devil, makes him furious. The Rosary of the Our Fathers is a most powerful arm against Satan, therefore he attacks it. Pray the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers, and you will experience its efficacy. And to end this note dedicated to Clemente Dominguez, I should make it quite clear that the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers, thanks be to God, has spread not only across Spain, but also across the five continents, where countless faithful daily finger the beads of this rosary, also called that of Padre Pio. And this consoles us, for it is an evident sign that it is the work of heaven, since despite the infernal attacks, this rosary, like the keenest sword, goes on ahead through storms and obstacles, and continues spreading out to those souls who truly desire to do prayer and penance. Apparitions and messages of Clemente Dominguez. 4th of March 1970. There were some persons hostile to the penitential rosary who refused to pray it. The Eternal Father. Why do you deny me the prayer which my divine Son taught you, which is addressed to me, and as often as you pray it I lavish myself further upon you? My children, by this rosary, of the Our Fathers, my daughter Mary's mediation is not eliminated, rather the world has become worse, and it is necessary that you invoke me constantly, as I am very angry with you. O ungrateful children, denying a prayer to your Father when I have created you and you owe everything to me. How different the world would be if you prayed the rosary of the Our Fathers. The world would be converted, because I, who am your Father, cannot stop up my ears to your petitions. in these times in which I am ready to send my divine Son to purify the world, it is necessary that you always invoke me. I bless you. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. That is what I like, children, that you pray the Rosary of the Our Fathers, which is the one that most pleases my Immaculate Heart. 18th of April 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Eternal Father appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Eternal Father. My son, my daughter Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, will make known to you the promises she will grant to those who pray the Rosary of Padre Pio, so that you publish them to all. I bless you. The Rosary of Padre Pio is the penitential rosary or that of the Our Fathers. 19th of April 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparition and messages to Clemente Dominguez. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My Son, my Most Holy Mother will shortly make known to you the promises she will grant to those who pray the Rosary of Padre Pio. He blesses. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Carmel. Promises to those who pray the Holy Penitential Rosary. My Son, I come as Jesus' Mother and yours. Listen to the promises of the graces I will grant to all those who, with true devotion, pray the Holy Rosary of the 50 Our Fathers, 50 Ave Marias, 50 Glories and 50 Hail Mary Most Pure. 1. I will give them perfect knowledge of my great love and help for my children. 2. I will bring them to the Eucharist, where my Divine Son is found. 3. I will give them profound repentance for their sins. 4. I will give them the grace that all the sins of their past life be blotted out. 5. They will be able to obtain the conversion of their relatives in a rapid manner. 6. I will give them discernment to practice charity towards all their brethren. 7. Those who recite this rosary daily will have, moreover, a good death, they will be saved from damnation, and on leaving this world, will pass to the life of heaven. 8. I will grant superabundant graces to them and to all their relatives. 9. Those who die and go to purgatory, I promise to release on the following day. 10. To all those who recite this rosary, I promise to hasten the departure of their close relatives from purgatory. 11. They will receive notice in sufficient time before death in order to be comforted by the holy sacraments. 12. Shortly before dying they will have a vision of my divine Son and of me, your mother. 13. I will grant peace in the homes, in the nations, where this rosary is recited daily, directed to the August Trinity and to me, your dear mother. 14. All those who recite this rosary, I will cover all their lives with my mantle, in which they will be secure. 15. To all those who recite and meditate it with their hearts placed under my protection, I will give the grace to be preserved from the punishment. 16. If anyone who recites this rosary receives the grace of dying on a Saturday, the salvation of one of his relatives is assured. I bless you all. 1st of April 1971. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. First Thursday of the month. The Eternal Father appeared to Clemente Dominguez and began to descend to us. The seer asked, "Why do you come down, if we are unworthy? Turn your gaze away from us." The Eternal Father said. The Eternal Father. Am I perhaps not your father? I come down to see my children. I made a covenant with the prophets of the Old Testament, with Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and ended by giving my son up to death on the cross. Can there be greater love? O my children! If I gave my son for you, is that not a sign that I love you dearly, that I do not wish anyone to be damned? O my children! If it were necessary, I myself would come down to save you, but the blood of Christ is already sufficient, you have to do no more than avail yourselves of his redemption. O my dear children! I am your God, your Father, and that is how I like you to call me, Father, as my divine Son taught you. I have justice in my hands, but I also conceived mercy, sending my divine Son to you and preparing the most beautiful, lovely woman, sublime for her humility, namely Mary. The two of them tie up my hands and I cannot practice justice, because they are always imploring forbearance for you. Little children of mine, do not sin, solely have compassion on Jesus and Mary, the Redeemer and the Corredemptrix. So then, am I bad, perhaps? A God whose endeavor is to save his children. I, who am happy, want to share my happiness with you all. How much it hurts me that souls damn themselves eternally. And to think that I have so often stretched out my hands to rescue them. But they did not want to hear of me. The day will soon come on which I will tell my son to use justice on the world, and I will place his enemies as his footstool, and he will be proclaimed king. I want you to be crowning him, not with thorns, however, but with glory. Accordingly, It is the hour of the penitential rosary, of calling for my clemency, of calling for my mercy, and whoever calls upon me 50 times a day will not go unattended. 50 times calling out to their Father. If you knew my joy when you say to me, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Imagine what it is to say that 50 times, but with the heart. O my children! And when you offer me those ways of the cross, I have the blood of my divine Son poured out upon you to purify you, so that one day you may rejoice in my presence. O my children, you are not too late. By your penance, your prayers, my arm will be held back. But I ask you not to crucify my Son further. Don't make my dear daughter Mary's heart bleed. She, the most beautiful of creatures, the one full of grace, the immaculate, the perpetual virgin, since she was always virgin, before childbirth, during childbirth and after childbirth. My children, offer me the sacrifice of Holy Mass and take part in that holy sacrifice by receiving my divine Son in the Eucharist. I bless you. 10th of May 1971. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparitions and messages to Clemente Dominguez. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Divine Shepherdess. My children, now is when I need you most. In hard trials, in tremendous combats, is when I most need you to be united. Do not let yourselves be scattered. Look, the enemy combats you so that you lose strength, so that your spirits weaken, so that you become troubled, in a word, so that you abandon this sacred place. Satan is furious, seeing my children round about me. Satan is undertaking unsuspected battles. He is infiltrating his malign spirit into souls as never before, for great power has been given to him in these last times, to purify you. Satan prowls about you, disunites you, combats you, infuses doubts regarding the seers. Sometimes he comes under a mask of humility, sometimes he is noticed and his pride escapes, but you should be united, pray constantly, and you will overcome Satan. My children, little time is left for me to be among you. Where will you go if you are left without your shepherdess? I am your divine shepherdess, I shepherd you. If I go away and leave you to yourselves, the wolves will attack you. O my children! Be on the watch, realize that you are those most under attack because you pray, because you do penance. My children, you are in difficult times. Only prayer and penance will free you from the enemy. Once again in this sacred place I tell you, that the rosary which pleases me most is the penitential, because you are calling out to the Father, who is the one most angered, because you are glorifying the most holy Trinity, and because 50 greetings to your mother follow, and yet further, 50 times you hail my purest conception. My children, I want you to consider in your hearts, before the tabernacle, that within the penitential rosary is the rosary you call the Virgin's. It is the same rosary, adding the Our Fathers, the glories and the greeting to your mother. Observe, my children, those of you who pray the penitential rosary are united, you pray before the divine face of my Son, and wear the holy scapula, the holy emblem of the sacred place of El Palma de Troya. By that scapula they will know that you are believers in these blessed apparitions. Days will come when with this holy scapula you will give your lives as martyrs and be glorified with the palm of martyrdom in defense of the truth. I ask you, if you feel ashamed to put this holy scapula on in times of peace, what will you feel in times of combat, in times of Antichrist, in which their emblem will be the hammer and sickle? 2nd of January 1972. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. At about 9:15 at night, the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez under the title of Mount Carmel, with the child Jesus in her arms, whom she handed over to the seer. We all kissed the divine child. Afterwards the Most Holy Virgin went on to place her holy scapula on everyone, and by means of the seer distributed carnations to all those attending, presented to her to bless and kiss. The Most Holy Virgin disappeared and our Lord Jesus Christ appeared, who gave the seer the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. I address all the prayer groups of Spain, France and other nations, it is very necessary that during this year 1972 you pray the penitential rosary of 50 Our Fathers, 50 Ave Marias, 50 Glories and 50 Hail Mary Most Pure, as thus, in this way, you will placate divine wrath and there will be great fruits in the Church. You must needs meditate on this penitential rosary, that calls out 50 times to the Father, and placates his wrath. The many groups, spread out through Spain praying this penitential rosary, will draw down so much mercy from the Father of Mercy, as to be astonishing. You will see the fruits. It is my desire that this message, entire, be translated into all possible languages, and sent out to all nations. 31st of July 1973. Valencia, Sanctuary of Our Lady of Los Desamparados, the Forsaken. Time, 8:45 in the evening. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez under that title and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Los Desamparados. My dear little children, thank you for your visit to this house where I dwell under the sweet title of Mother of the Forsaken. Thanks, many thanks, because this visit is moved by the heart, but at the same time it is a calling I made in the heart of this one who is here. Receive my motherly embrace, you and those who accompany you in this apostolate. My dear flock of Valencia, be strong and firm. Multiply the prayer groups and be alert to the changes that they are going to introduce in the cenacles. Carry on firm in penitential prayer. Do not leave off praying the holy penitential rosary of the Our Fathers, which shall again be heavily combated, so as to abolish it in the prayer groups. 3. Mysteries of the Holy Rosary. Composed by Pope St. Gregory XVII the Very Great. Signing and blessing oneself. By the sign of the Holy Cross, from our enemies deliver us, O Lord our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Act of Contrition. My Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man, my Creator, Father, and Redeemer, because Thou art infinitely good and because I love Thee above all things, strike breast twice, I am sorry, O Lord, I am heartily sorry for having offended Thee. I firmly propose to amend my life, to sin no more and to avoid the occasions of sin, to confess my sins and to perform the penance imposed upon me. I offer Thee, O Lord, my life, my deeds and my works, in satisfaction for all my sins, and I beg pardon of Thee, trusting that Thou, in Thy infinite goodness and mercy, wilt forgive my sins through the merits of Thy most precious blood, Thy passion and death, and also that Thou wilt grant me the grace of amendment and of perseverance in Thy holy service until the end of my life. Amen. Prayers of the Holy Rosary. On each bead of the rosary is prayed one Our Father, one Hail Mary, one Glory Be and one Hail Mary Most Pure, called one Complete Our Father. Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and let us not fall in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father. Glory be to the Son. Glory be to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, for ever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary Most Pure. Hail Mary Most Pure. Conceived without sin. At the end of the 10 Complete Our Fathers in each mystery, is said. Lord, show us thy face. And we shall be saved. Our crowned mother of Palma. Be our salvation. The rosary concludes with the recital of one Complete Our Father for the intentions of His Holiness Pope Peter III, to gain the indulgences granted to the Holy Penitential Rosary. Sunday, first part of the Joyful Mysteries. First Mystery, the creation of the most divine soul of Christ before all things. Second Mystery, the creation of the divine soul of Mary. Third Mystery, the espousal of the souls of Christ and Mary. Fourth Mystery, the Immaculate Conception of the Divine Mary. Fifth Mystery, the birth of the Divine Mary. Monday, second part of the Joyful Mysteries. First Mystery, the Annunciation to the Most Holy Virgin Mary and the Incarnation of the Divine Word. Second Mystery, the Visitation of Our Lady to her cousin Saint Elizabeth. Third Mystery, the birth of the Son of God. Fourth Mystery, the Purification of Our Lady and the Presentation of the Child Jesus in the Temple. Fifth Mystery, the Child Jesus is found in the Temple. Tuesday, first part of the Sorrowful Mysteries. First Mystery, the Most Precious Redeeming Blood of Jesus shed in the Circumcision. Second Mystery, the Prayer and Agony of Our Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Olives. Third Mystery, the Holy Face of Jesus vilely outraged by the traitorous kiss of Judas Iscariot. Fourth Mystery, the bitter and sad desolation of Jesus when forsaken by His disciples. Fifth Mystery, the Holy Face of Jesus is sacrilegiously defiled by the blow received before Annas. Wednesday, second part of the Sorrowful Mysteries. First Mystery, the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus is sublimely saddened by the three denials of Peter, Prince of the Apostles. Second Mystery, the Holy Face of Jesus is sacrilegiously insulted when spat upon by the chief priests. Third Mystery, Jesus, in the depths of His most divine soul, bitterly feels the insults and mockery of Herod. Fourth mystery, the scourging which the Son of God received tied to the pillar. Fifth mystery, the most sacred head of Jesus is crowned with thorns. Thursday, the Eucharistic mysteries. First mystery, Jesus proves his love by instituting the Eucharist at the Last Supper. Second mystery, the real, true and physical presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, in body, blood, soul, and divinity. Third mystery, the real and true spiritual presence of Mary in the Eucharist, in body, blood, and soul. Fourth mystery, the Eucharistic hearts of Jesus and Mary making reparation to the Eternal Father and redeeming mankind. Fifth mystery, the perpetuation of the sublime immolation of Jesus and Mary in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Friday, third part of the Sorrowful Mysteries. First mystery, Jesus carries the cross along the way of sorrows up to Calvary. Second mystery, the crucifixion, the 3 hours of agony and the majestic death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Third mystery, the right side of Jesus is pierced by the lance of Longinus. Fourth mystery, the spiritual death of Mary at the foot of the cross on Calvary. Fifth mystery, the church is born of the most sacred and pierced hearts of Jesus and Mary. Saturday, the glorious mysteries. First mystery, the triumphant resurrection of the Son of God. Second mystery, the admirable ascension of the Son of God into heaven. Third mystery, the descent of the Holy Ghost upon the Apostolic College, in the presence of the Most Holy Virgin Mary. Fourth mystery, the immortality, dormition and glorious assumption of the Most Holy Virgin Mary into heaven in body and soul. Fifth mystery, the coronation of our Most Holy Mother, the Virgin Mary, as Queen and Mistress of all creation.